So Psalm 18, and beginning in verse 30, the Bible says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great." So I'd like to entitle it, "His way is perfect." Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts. Thank you for it. And Lord, may we leave and say it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We give you this time. We pray the Holy Ghost would have free course with the word to touch every heart. And that, Lord, we would leave changed and better for you because of it. And so, Lord, may we push aside our distractions and focus on hearing from you this morning. Meet with us now. We ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God's way is perfect. Amen. That's good news. Because when you're born again Christian, you're part of that. You're part of God's way. And God's way is perfect. Everything that God does, He does it right. Amen? He does it good. And that includes what He does in our lives. Now, you noticed in this verse 30, that the Word of God is part of that. He says, "His way is perfect, the Word of the Lord is tried." Now, God's Word is perfect as well. You know, the Bible tells us every word of God is pure in Psalm 30, verse 5. The Bible says in Psalm 12 that God purifies His Word like silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. He says, "Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, from this generation forever." God promised that He would preserve His Word and that it would be perfect. Isn't it comforting to know that the Bible that we hold in our hands is perfect? No mistakes. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to worry about it. It's perfect. And that is good news for us because that's where we get our direction. But God's way is perfect. And notice it says in verse 30, "He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him." And so this morning I want us to walk through this passage and see all the wonderful things that God does for us as we trust in Him, because His way is perfect. But notice, if you would, Psalm 125, before we go further. God makes many, many promises in His Word to those who trust in Him. And we trusted in Him for salvation. The Bible says, "In whom also you trusted after they heard the word of salvation, the gospel, you believed." That's in Ephesians 1. Trusting, believing, it's the same thing. But God wants us to now trust in Him for everything else. We trusted in Him for our soul's destiny, but He wants us to trust in Him for everything. Notice Psalm 125, verse 1. "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." The Bible says in Proverbs 29:25, "The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." There's no safer place than to be trusting God. Sometimes, though, we're tempted by the devil to trust ourselves, to trust our jobs, to trust the money that we have in the bank, to trust the world. And that's not what God wants for His children, because God's way is perfect. And He wants us to walk in that perfect way and to trust Him for everything. And as we do, look at the wonderful things that He has promised He will do on our behalf. Verse 32, number one, He will gird us with strength. Now, that's something we all need because we're weak. We are not able to stand up against the wiles of the devil, against this wicked old world and the flesh. But as we trust in the Lord, whose way is perfect, He will gird us with strength. How many times do we quote Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Bible says in Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Our strength needs to come from Him. Keep your place here and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul learned this lesson the hard way. Because God gave Paul a thorn in the flesh. Can you imagine that? God actually gives us trials to teach us to rely on Him. And that's what He did in Paul's life. Notice 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Look at that. Anybody here would raise their hand and say they're not weak? We all are. But God's strength is made perfect in weakness. His way is perfect. And as we trust and rely on Him, He promises to gird us with strength. He will do that miracle in our lives. But we have to trust Him. And to trust that His way is perfect. And so we see firstly in verse 32 that He will gird us with strength. Notice also in verse 32, He will guide us. He says, He maketh my way perfect. Isn't that what we all want? We talked Wednesday night about finding the will of the Lord. And God has shown us how to do that. But we have to start by trusting in Him alone. And as we trust in Him alone, He will make our way perfect. You know, we already saw that His way is perfect. Praise God, that's the title of the message. That's what the passage is all about. But God says that if we'll trust in Him, our way will be perfect. That's exciting. The good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. The perfect will of God. Our way will be perfect. That's what David is saying here. He maketh my way perfect. Look at Psalm 32, verse 8, if you would. Keep your place here in Psalm 18. And look at Psalm 32, verse 8. God says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now, if God promises to show us the way, does that mean God will show us the way? Amen. How many times do you hear Christians say, I just don't know what God wants. I don't know where God wants me to do. I don't know where God wants me to go. But God promised He would show you. You must not be trusting Him. You must not be leaning on Him. Because His way is perfect. And He says He'll make our way perfect. If we trust in Him. And then that Romans 8:28 can become true in our lives. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So what a beautiful truth that God, if we will trust Him, not only will He gird us with strength, He will make our way perfect. Look at verse 33, number 3 this morning. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. Does anybody ever want to live above their problems? Above their trials? Because there's going to be plenty of trials and problems in our lives. God says it's possible. That in the midst of life, in the midst of the problems and trials that we face in life, we can be set upon high places. We can walk above those things if we will trust in the Lord. Keep your place here. Go to Habakkuk or Habakkuk, however you want to say it, chapter 3. And Habakkuk learned this lesson. You know how he learned it? Through trials. All right. Daniel, Hosea, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. There it is. I knew it had to be in here somewhere. All right, Habakkuk chapter 3. Notice verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. We could just stop right there. Just wouldn't get the whole picture though, would we? Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Notice if we do, what happens? Verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. What made the difference? Because verse 17, everything's going wrong. Nothing's working like it should. Habakkuk says, well, I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm just going to join the God of my salvation. I'm just going to trust the Lord. And what's He going to do? He's going to give me strength and He's going to make me walk upon my high places. We can walk above our problems. The world doesn't understand this, by the way. The peace that passes all understanding. They don't even have a clue what this means. Because peace versus not peace to the world is only based on circumstances. But for a believer, it's based on God. And God never changes. And so if we will trust in Him, His way is perfect. And He will not only give us strength and guide us perfectly in a perfect way, but He will help us to walk above our problems on the high places. Number 4, verse 34, the Bible says, He teacheth my hands to war. Interesting. Is God calling us all to go to war? Well, actually, He is. And the Bible says that we're to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. The only thing is, the war that we're fighting is against enemies that we can't see. How about that? Spiritual wickedness in high places. That sounds like a pretty tough war to fight. Where do we get the strength to do it? By trusting the Lord. He teacheth my hands to war. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wow, that's quite a war. And so we need to be taught how to fight. But God gave us the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God gave us the Holy Ghost to indwell us until the day of redemption. It's possible to fight this war. And God will teach us as we trust in Him to fight and to win, by the way. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Isn't that amazing that the devil would flee from us? But he's not fleeing from us, is he? He's fleeing from the Word because it's only the Word that we have that we can fight Him with. But it all goes back to trusting the One whose way is perfect. He will teach us to fight. Verse 35, number 5, I believe it is. I didn't number mine. Thou hast also given me the shield of Thy salvation. I love this one. There's no better place to hide than in the Lord. Look at Psalm 91, verse 2, if you would. No matter what comes, God is going to protect us. Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. He is your refuge. He is your fortress. God is our shield. God will protect us. Because let me tell you, the devil is out for us. You know, before Jesus went to the cross, He looked at Peter and He said, Peter, I'm going to pray for you that the devil doesn't get you. What a thing for Jesus to look at Peter and say that. Because the devil especially when we decide to serve the Lord, the devil doesn't like that. But God is our shield. You know, right before Jesus went back to heaven, he told the disciples, "Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm not leaving you. I'll be here with you. I'll protect you. I'll watch over you. We just need to trust him. And he'll be our shield." And then notice verse 35 as well. Number 6. Not only is he our shield and protects us, but he holds us up. He says, "And thy right hand hath holden me up." Have you ever need held up? Have you ever been maybe at the, what do they say, at the end of your rope? Nobody's ever been there? Just me? What's the answer? Well, God promises to hold us up if we'll trust in Him. His way is perfect. And so sometimes we need held up. And notice in Psalm 18, verse 36, the next verse, he says, "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip." It's God that protects us from slipping and holds us up. Look at Psalm 37 and verse 24, if you would. Psalm 37, verse 24, "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." You mean Christians stumble and fall sometimes? Sad but true. But it says, the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. If you're a born-again believer, you can never fall into hell. Can't happen. God is there to hold you up. And the more we trust Him, the less we have to be concerned about falling. Because He's there. And then lastly, number 7, I think that's 7. He says, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." Isn't that good? God measures greatness quite differently than we do, by the way. You know, we measure greatness by fame and money, possessions. God measures greatness by servanthood. And David said, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." The more that David trusted the Lord, the more he became what God wanted him to be through the gentleness of God. You know, in talking about the wisdom from heaven in James 3, the Bible says the wisdom is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, and then gentle. Interesting. 2 Timothy 2:24, "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle." How does that help us? Well, we actually live in this world with other people. We're not here alone. And sometimes those interactions can get difficult. I don't know. They are sometimes for me. Maybe everybody else doesn't have a problem with interacting with other human beings. But David said, "As I trust in the Lord, whose way is perfect, his gentleness makes me great." But again, greatness in God's book, when he's complimenting people, he refers to them as his servant. Remember, the disciples came to... Well, actually, two of the disciples were such wimps that they sent their mother to Jesus one day. James and John, the sons of thunder, sent their mama to say, "Could my sons sit on your right and left hand in heaven?" Can you imagine? "Mommy, could you go ask Jesus if we can sit on his right hand in heaven?" What did Jesus say? "He that is greatest among you shall be your servant." Jesus used the word great. "He that is greatest among you shall be your servant." That's how God measures greatness, is serving others. And as we trust the Lord, look what He does. He makes us great. What's that mean? He makes us better servants through His gentleness. Because greatness and servanthood in God's program are the same thing. And God does all of this, as we saw there in verse 30, to all those that trust in Him. We need to remember this morning, God's way is perfect. God never makes one mistake. God does everything right. It's us that makes mistakes. It's us that get off track. Why? Because we stop trusting the Lord. But if we will trust the Lord, look what He does. He gives us strength. He makes our way perfect. He puts our feet on high places. He teaches us to fight. He protects us. He holds us up. And He makes us great, making us better servants of Jesus Christ. We just need to trust Him because His way is perfect. Don't we serve a great God? Praise the Lord.